More than 30 people, ranging from the homeless to members of the new mayor's administration, met this week to discuss a possible new policy to allow camping villages in Nashville. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
The brainstorming session follows closely after the city broke up a long-running tent village on the hill between the Adventure Science Center and Fort Negley. Some campers were given citations for refusing to leave, but weren't arrested and are still there. Yet Metro Police do often choose to jail the homeless, said Chad Heineman, a public defender in criminal court. He said city money would be better spent creating housing, including official campsites.
You know, I got one guy that was in there for 5 days because he was sleeping on the sidewalk. And we house him for 5 days. That's thousands of dollars. You compare that to what it would cost to house the same person for 5 days in something like this. I mean, we're paying hundreds of thousands of millions. I haven't done the math, but it has to be millions of dollars that I see the city throwing away.
While the room was filled with camping proponents, they disagreed about the rules of a tent community, who would be allowed, how to keep it safe, and the role of government. Mayor Megan Berry's staff heard how four other cities run camps and passionate requests to find a way to do it here. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.